The yeas are 64.
The budget gives Washington a two-year reprieve from the fiscal wars that halted federal operations for 16 days in October. Democratic Senator Richard Durbin was elated.
What a refreshing development in this town where so many times we just fall flat on our face.
The budget deal passed overwhelmingly in the House of Representatives last week. It proves Congress can function, according to independent Senator Angus King.
That we can, in fact, talk to each other. We can, in fact, compromise. We can, in fact, make arrangements, financial and fiscal arrangements around here that make sense, that are rational, that are prioritized, and we can do our jobs.
Crafted by budget negotiators from the Republican-led House and the Democratic-controlled Senate, the accord softens automatic spending cuts while collecting additional revenues for a net reduction of the federal deficit. Even so, fiscal hardliners like Republican Senator Tom Coburn are not pleased.
It's compromise for the politicians. It's not a compromise for the American people. Because what it really does is increase spending and increase taxes.
Coburn and other Republicans were disappointed that the budget fails to address America's long-term fiscal imbalances, while Democrats complained that it does not extend federal compensation for the unemployed. In the end, many lawmakers set aside their concerns and backed the compromise. Republicans were particularly eager to avoid another budget showdown, according to analyst Jared Bernstein.
I think leadership judged that another shutdown would be so damaging to their political prospects, to their brand, as it said, that they wanted to avoid that, even if it meant hammering out a little compromise with the other side.
But Bernstein doubts bipartisanship will extend to other issues.
Hard for me to see immigration reform, tax reform, minimum wages, these issues that still have really great partisan disagreements. I just don't think we're there. Just because you jogged around the block doesn't mean you're ready to run a marathon.
Indeed, even as senators prepared to vote on the budget bill, the chamber was not free of partisan attacks. Republican Senator John Barrasso blasted President Obama's health care law.
We've seen the president's health care law is nothing more than a collection of deception, delays, and disappointments.
Despite the budget deal, fiscal drama could return to the Capitol in February when the government will once again reach its borrowing limit. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.